I'm not surprised. Unfortunately, we seem to be left behind. There's twice as many people now being thrown into homelessness than there are in emergency accommodation. This is a landlord government. The little eviction ban on homelessness will get worse. It's nothing short of appalling what they're doing to the Northwest. Every day I have phone calls about families with nowhere left to go. There's over 160,000 vacant homes. Nearly 50,000 of these have been vacant for more than 6 years, even longer. I think it's time we start doing compulsory purchase orders. We have houses vacant around Sligo, and the government and the council seem to want to do nothing about it.
The counties in question that will be receiving funding as part of this plan, councillor, are Laois, Kildare, Kilkenny, Cork and Dublin. With the exception of Cork in the south, it seems to be predominantly eastern based. What does that say about the government's view on the Northwest?
Again, Sligo's been left behind, has been the last 2 decades. Obviously, we need a minister in the Northwest. We have none of that. And unfortunately, the government's housing policy has been a disaster. In 2022, there was only just under 1,700 houses were built by councils on state land. And if you compare that to 1975, where there was 9,000 houses built by councils, unfortunately, we're relying on a private market. We're waiting on the developers to build the houses, and then the developers end up giving the council a small number of homes, while the rest of them are sold at sky-high prices, along with rent. People, unfortunately, can't afford rent. It's up at maybe 1,800 euros a month here in Sligo. And I said this a couple of months ago, with them lifting the eviction ban, I don't know where we're going to go, because Sligo County Council has no family-sized emergency accommodation. We have no emergency accommodation in general after April or May. So I think it's time people take to the streets. We're going to have to start building social and affordable housing in Sligo. Sligo's got no affordable housing. You know, and one of the things when Leo Varadkar resigned, isn't it terrible, he's gone. Under Varadkar, there was record homelessness, record child homelessness, record rents, and record number of young people living with their parents. You know, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, with the help of the Greens, have been nothing short of a disaster, and they shouldn't even be in government.